This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Three friends, three unique perspectives, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Who's your what?
Victoria. Well, it's closer than calling me Kara. So
Victoria Reed.
That's it. All right, exactly.
That's a fact. Right.
Yes, it is. It's a fact. And we're here first, fast, and factually. So yesterday morning at this time, we were talking about Delta Airlines and not Delta Airlines. It's an airline. Delta Airline. Delta I don't know. Anyway, Delta.
I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Well, so it's like it's called American Airlines. Well, it isn't an airline. It's one airline.
Right.
And Delta Airlines.
So I guess they say airlines.
Anyway, yesterday, all the Delta flights were grounded for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 hours because of a computer outage at their. This is the centralization problem. Everything is at Hartsfield, down in Atlanta. That's the headquarters. That's where the power outage took place because there's too much stuff there, and it blew out their electrical capabilities. And the way the airline systems are set up, an outage there, or if it was in Dallas for American, or if it was in headquarters for United in Chicago. So if there's a problem in any one of those cities, it goes right to where all of them are, because everything comes off of the spinning wheel at the major hub. Mm-hmm. So by yesterday afternoon, there were thousands of flights, hundreds of thousands of people just stranded, and they will be stranded, some of them if they're European strandees that have been, the planes just sat on the ground. And the pilots couldn't do anything. So the tweeting was so enraged. Delta ordered pizzas for people. They apologized. They're giving free credits for this, that, or the other thing. But can you imagine?
They were so strange. You know, I studied public relations.
Well, they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, and I mentioned this yesterday, I think. But you can't have a Twitter account when something like this is going on in this day and age. You can't have a Twitter account
and ignore
it. Doesn't have any tweets on it. And you can't have someone who doesn't come out and say, you know what, we're really sorry about this, but every hour we're going to give you updates. Or, I mean, it was nice that they offered the free travel vouchers, but, I mean, how did they get that information out? It was not till much, much later that they started saying that.
Not very sophisticated, not good. And when you look at this industry and how weak it really is, the spotlight, because the mergers of these big airlines, Southwest had the same exact thing happen to it about 2 weeks ago now, and it could happen at any moment for American. And you don't think that they're looking at this, trying to figure out how to make their computer systems fail-safe, but they haven't figured it out. So you're literally on a wing and a prayer. They will have to cancel more flights.
That's what you get in the plane.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so they'll be canceling more flights today because they haven't got the planes back to where they need to be. And this will be, I'll bet you it'll take them a week to get themselves fully back into operation. And it's a warning. I don't know what you do. You got a ticket on a Delta plane? I don't fly Delta. Let's see, did I fly? I flew them a couple of weeks ago back and forth from L.A. to Salt Lake. I used United to go to Denver. But they're all basically the same. Their service sucks. They have no people skills. They don't have any social media skills, obviously, from what we're talking about. And they just basically tell you, like it or lump it, digest it or dump it. That's it.
I do think that that is their strategy. I do think that they kept everyone in the dark on purpose, and that's just what they want. They don't want want to have a PR person out there telling everyone, hey, hang on, we're going to give you more updates. I don't know why they chose that strategy, but it seems to be that was
their
decision.
Yeah. They're all the same. And yesterday I told you about the banks and student loans and stuff. It's the same thing, the culture of bigness. We can be the bullies. We'll push you around. Screw you if you don't like it.
Right. We're the big guy, and what can you do about it?
Right, exactly. And you know what? The way the government has allowed these people to do what they do, there is very little recourse. I'm finding that out in the court case that I'm involved in with the SPS, the servicing provider for mortgages. There's just select portfolio services. Yeah, they're select, all right. Mm-hmm. They are, they are the worst. If your bank is choosing them to service your mortgage and you find out about it, I'd be making sure I was changing either the bank or how, because they have screwed. I've looked into this since I've been involved in this court case. Man, they have screwed tens of thousands of people out of their homes. It's unbelievable what they do. And they're running up against me, and they don't quite know, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, but I don't give up on stuff. And they're trying to make me go away. And you know,
they're trying to break up with you, but you're a Scorpio and you're not having it.
No, I'm not. Yeah, exactly.
Scorpios are not easy to break up with in any way, sense, in any sense of the word.
All right. So thank you for acknowledging that. In a moment, what we all need to know about Punjamis.
I'm sorry?
Do you know what a Punjami is?
I don't think I do.
Wasn't that Daddy Warbucks' manservant?
Punjab, wasn't it?
No. Punjabis. You'll find out about Punjabis in a few minutes. First, though, I would like you to realize how wonderfully smart, if I can say so, and I really am not. Well, I am smart, but it isn't because I'm smart that I got you into Super Beats. It's because somebody asked me to talk about it, and I said, yeah, of course. So now what I find out is that the nitric oxide that we've been talking about with regard to Super Beats revives withering organs. You've heard me and Dr. Ken and Jack talk about the Nobel Prize winning science that uncovered the hidden switch for a better blood flow that gets blood all through your system, to your muscles, to your brain, to all your organs. Nitric oxide opens up the arteries. You can look at pictures of sluggish circulation and how it wrecks your health. And then after you take a glass of Super Beats, you see everything opening up. Healthy circulation will revive your organs. Scientific studies confirmed by the Mayo Clinic, National Institutes of Health, the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, University of Maryland School of Medicine, Circulation Journal, and so many more prove that this is better than the little blue pill, if you know what I mean, for opening things up. That's what the little blue pill does. It gives you nitric oxide. So you don't need the little blue pill. All you need is a glass of Super Beats. It has the same effect all over your body. So open up your blood vessels, expanding by 60-70% to boost circulation through your entire body. That's what happens with Super Beats. Are you excited yet?
Very.
If you haven't met Super Beats, may I suggest you call 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183 to get this into your body, like Jennifer has, like Victoria has, like Kara has. 800-655-4183. With your first order of Super Beats, you'll get a 30-day supply on top of what you order and a copy of the book that entitles you to understand better how the Super Beats thing, the phenomenal, it is. It's sensational stuff. Beat the Odds, the name of the book. Free shipping comes when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-655-4183. Do all of the things to your body that I just described by making that one call. 800-655-4183. Or you can order online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
Progress. It presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
I really
welcome
thought
back.
I
got that in there,
everybody.
Hello.
Way to leave me hanging, people.
Nice going. Oh, that was Victoria, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. The Emperor of Japan is Akihito. Is that how you pronounce his name? Akihito.
I love shopping there, by the way.
Emperor Akihito?
Oh, that's IKEA. Akihito.
All right, exactly. All right. I don't know if his chest falls down when you put it up against the wall or not.
Has he trampled the young children?
He says he's old and he wants to retire because he's worried that his deteriorating health will affect his ability to fulfill his duties. Who even knew that the Japanese still had an emperor?
His Who even knew that the Japanese get old? I mean, don't they age so well? I mean, what is he, like 174?
Yeah. Anyway, the Japanese law requires emperors to serve until they die. So apparently if he retires, there are a lot of people who want to stick a sword into him to finish him off. He says...
seppuku style?
Yeah. Well, Harry Carey is when you do it to yourself, right? You stick a knife in you and go...
Yeah, seppuku is that's the traditional self. That's the, I think people, I don't know what harikari means, but I've heard that too.
All right, you know what a punjami is?
No.
Okay. Punjamis are lounge pants that are made by women in India who have escaped human trafficking.
Hmm.
So if you go online to punjami.com, P-U-N-J-A-M-M-I-E-S, you can buy these pajamas. You're investing in the freedom and the dignity of these women and the girls who are trying to find a new life for themselves. They have in the past, all of these women that you'll see on the website were involved in human trafficking and escaped or were freed one way or another. There's some very attractive items that are on the website and very attractive women. But just know that what you're doing when you support this, and this is why I'm telling you the story, is helping these women to survive after they have been freed or escaped from bondage.
That's a good cause,
it's Punjamis. Great. Did you find them? Did you see them?
Yep, it's a company called Sudara.org has all of the pujamis, like pajamas. But these are, and they're super cute. Way to go,
they are.
Doug. That's a good fashion find.
Right. Well, you know me.
I'm not
a fashionista, you know.
Well, Doug, I thought about you yesterday because I was reading all the fall fashion reports, and corduroy is really in it.
Coming back.
It's coming back.
You wait long enough, it always does.
Corduroy pajamas for Dougie, 21 after the hour.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Well,
write a strongly worded letter to Dee Snider for us.
Yeah. Okay. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister has a granddaughter, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it's big news, except that the granddaughter was born in a car on the freeway.
So a fear of anybody who lives in L.A. is that you go into labor and you get freeway. Stuck in traffic. Well, what are you going to do?
The wife posted an Instagram video from the car alongside his wife, Patty. This is just as the baby girl was being born. The video said, quote, "We waited a bit too long to leave, and the baby was healthy and already breastfeeding."
That is so scary.
Oh, well.
I mean, I know women have given birth naturally forever.
My sister gave birth to my, was it my niece or my nephew? I forget. I think... to one of the girls, and she was on her way to the Framingham Union Hospital, and it was the middle of the night.
Surprise!
And the back seat of the car, boom, boom, there it is.
Wow!
That happened. Bing, bang, boom, and you're out. But it's it's a little more newsy when it's Dee Snider's relative, yeah. I suppose.
It's always amazing to me, though, when it happens in the back of a car and it just pops out, and then there are other women in the hospital who are in labor for, 30 hours.
Yeah, right.
3 days. 3 days.
Well, the more interesting thing is if it starts in the back seat of the car and then it ends in the back seat of the car. You know what I mean? Dee tweeted, "My fourth grandchild, the girl just born, in the car on the way to the hospital. Welcome to the world, Parker Snider. Way to get attention." Yeah, right. Like a stranger to get attention in that family. All right, also in the world of music, Mariah Carey.
Everybody just also got a stranger to attention.
Yeah, right, exactly. Appearing on Empire. She'll guest star and perform as a megastar named Kitty. Why don't they just have her play herself? Is that is Empire not good
pretty
at being...
Pretty much as a star named Kitty, she is playing herself. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So she'll be on Wednesday, October 5th. Most of the... it was awful that we're talking about this. It's only the first, second full week of August. The television premieres will take place starting about a month from now. The fall series premieres all through September. Some of them, a few of them, the first part of October. This, in a week when there are other things, we should probably talk about this in the television report, Jen. The, on TNT, is it TBS or TNT that has Rizzoli and Isles and...
TNT, I think. That ended, right? That's over now?
Well, but they started another season. They said it was going to be the last season, and then they've spread it out, so they have 8 more episodes.
Right.
And they're going to run them at the same time, or they're going to run them before they run, what's the name of the show that was The Closer, and now they've made it something else, Major Squad or Major Cases or something
major
like that.
Major Crimes.
Major Crimes, yeah. Which actually is quite a good show. I especially like Tony Denison, who's been a character actor, been around 100 television shows since his days as a bad dude in that first crime drama with Dennis Farina. Remember that crime story? Anybody remember that? Set in Chicago in the 60s? It was a fabulous... No, it was Las Vegas, sorry. Fabulous. It was Dennis Farina's first job as a full-time actor. He was a policeman. Did you know that? Farina was a policeman in Chicago. Yeah. And he did some bit acting. He was asked to be a stand-in as a policeman, in Chicago filming some movie, and he liked it. So he decided to dabble in it and became an actor and became very successful at it. Like Danny Aiello was a bus driver, and he was asked to drive a bus in a movie. That's how his career got started. So... Anyway, I'll tell you more about Mariah in the next half hour since I got off on a tangent there. What a surprise. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. People are always saying to me, Warren, besides those box treats that you buy at the supermarket, what can I do to give my dog a healthy treat? Well, a lot of people go to fruit. Now, I'm a big fan of eating a lot of fruit, but there are some fruits you can and some you can't give your dog. On the yes end of it, yes, you can give your dog bananas. They're rich in potassium, blueberries, high in antioxidants, kiwis, a good source of vitamin C, pineapple, try freezing some as a frozen treat, and even strawberries. Are fine. If you're going to give your dog apples, make sure the seeds are out. If you're going to give them oranges, understand they're very high in sugar. Be careful. Peaches, remove the pit. It can cause intestinal blockage. And watermelon, get rid of the rind. Never give your dogs avocado. It can cause vomiting. Never give them cherries. Never give them grapes. And never give them raisins. Both grapes and raisins can cause kidney failure. So the healthy ones, bananas, blueberries, kiwis, pineapple, and strawberries, in moderation. I'll more next time.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Phenomenal, the word a lot of people use for this radio program. I am Doug with Jennifer and Victoria, all good friends with thoughts of what's going on in the world, share with you. And vice versa, the television report coming up in a moment or two. University of Southern California, Jennifer, looking for a few good brains.
Ooh.
After people are done with them. People being asked to donate their brains for autopsy and scientific research in the battle against Alzheimer's. Coordinator of the program says the autopsy program is similar to the organ donor program. No cost to the donor or the family. And not to sound macabre, it doesn't interfere with funeral or burial plans either. And the donors simply have to undergo a neuropsychological exam before they die, sign an authorization document, and then after you're dead, And if people wish to have the view, I think that's talking about macabre. I think there's nothing. I'm going to a funeral today. A guy who is a friend of mine who's 56 died last week.
Wow.
And he died. He was, well, it's a sordid story. He was attacked, hit over the head with a pipe. And unfortunately, he was in a bad neighborhood. He's a social worker. He's trying to help somebody, and he got the wrong end of everything. Anyway, the reason I'm thinking about this is because he also had decided to give his organs and his brain and stuff. What they do after you have viewing hours, if that's what you decide to do, is then they take your brain out then. So after everything's over, they just, you know, take you in the back room and in essence, remove your brain. I can't imagine it's very, very difficult. Just cut a hole in your head.
Yeah,
and
you're not using
split
it.
Your head. No, that's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, studying brain tissue is what this is all about.
I see you wanting to give your body up for science.
I have. I've already taken all my organs. I have a card, donor card, in my wallet. Anything that you want of mine, whoosh, help yourself.
I like to donate, too. The only one that scared me is our buddy Rich McFadden, who is a friend here of the program,
yeah,
right?
Right, yep, yep.
He always contended that if you have the donor sticker on your
right,
license,
you
that if you're in like yeah, like in a terrible yeah. accident instead of trying to save you, they're going to be like,
Harvest
get the big ice chest.
Yeah, get the chest. People and young people, especially in America, overwhelmingly support LGBT rights, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, I say transsexual once in a while, I don't know whether they're interchangeable or not, policies on employment, health care, adoption, survey out today by the Gen Forward company, surveying Americans from the ages of 18 to 31, found that support for those policies has increased over the past couple of years, especially in this active political season. This is an issue. This is one of those issues that nobody wants to deal with, but yet it's on everybody's minds. Why isn't this a political issue? Why isn't food a political issue? Why are we listening to a lot of this garbage and not trying to set the course of discussion ourselves instead of letting the news media set it for us with lots of nonsense? I found this to be pretty interesting. The findings show 92% of young adults support HIV and AIDS prevention, 90% support equal employment, 80% support adoption by any or all of these people. This is across all racial groups, ethnic groups. Broad majorities support training police better when it comes to issues of sexuality. And I find it's time. You know, there are certain things we have embraced, same-sex marriage. It's time for all of these things to become non-issues, as far as I'm concerned, anyway.
Yep, agree.
A lot of people don't agree with me who are my age, but the younger you are, and I'm no progressive. Well, I don't know. I'm progressive in some respects. I'd like to think that I'm open-minded, and I look at issues as issues individually and don't categorize them across the board. Okay, I think this way, therefore I must agree with that thought. That's nonsense. That's like not thinking at all. So, anyway, I find that the business about not giving insurance coverage to people, where I have a problem with transgender issues is when I have to pay for it. I don't want to pay for it. I don't like paying for Bradley Manning to become Chelsea Manning. If Bradley Manning wanted to become Chelsea Manning, fine. Perfect.
I think, to be fair, you'd probably feel that way about any elective surgery,
yeah,
right?
Right, anything. Fix your face? No, I'm not paying to fix your face.
I can't get a nose job on the government?
No, but you see a lot of people do. Yeah, a lot of people do.
I guess maybe I just missed that day in school. I don't understand how people can work the system like that. I mean, how do you?
Are you
I still
kidding?
Don't understand how Chelsea Manning got the
pressure and political correctness.
Yeah, right.
But like, I still don't understand how did Chelsea
Manning
manage?
How does anybody get anything that they do out of the government? Look at all of the weird things they get paid for. Why do we have 13,000 Somalis living in Lewiston, Maine, pretty much all of them on welfare, and they're not even American citizens. They don't have a green card. They're not even here illegally. And yet they're getting services
from
the government. Why? Why? Who put that into place? I want to know the person who suggested that and who got it enacted.
Yeah, that's it. I was born without the gene to, I guess, lie and cheat and steal.
Yeah.
But like, I don't understand how these people. I don't understand how people do that. I still don't understand how. And I'm all for Chelsea Manning being Chelsea Manning. But why did the government pay for it? I just don't understand how that happened.
Nobody else does either. I don't even begin to come up with how that worked, frankly.
And I agree. We shouldn't be paying for that.
All right, food news, ladies. Coffee. Jennifer, are you drinking coffee at the moment?
Right this minute, yep.
How about you? You don't drink coffee, do you?
No, I gave it up right before I joined the show.
That was a silly, silly move.
Carrie, you don't drink coffee, I don't think,
do
you?
No, I don't.
No. Super Beats for everybody.
Yep.
There's a study out. Subjects who were studied otherwise normally abstained from caffeine became desensitized to its effect in just 1 to 4 days. The more you have of it, the less it works, as caffeine tolerance kicks in very fast, according to this study. So there's a way to reset your tolerance, however, but be forewarned, it's not fun. The only way to undo the caffeine consumption, either by slowly tapering off or by going cold turkey, reduce your intake by half for a few days, then you half that, and then you half it, and then you half it, and then you half it. It's kind of like cutting out smoking, isn't it? If you quit cold turkey, you're going to be lethargic, you're going to be irritable, you'll have intense headaches.
Mm. Oh, so, God, I remember that headache pain. I had it for a solid 5 or 6 days.
Really?
Really?
So bad that I went to the doctor and thought I had a sinus infection. Well, you're fine.
The level of blood that goes into your head. Remember, caffeine does the same thing as the Super Beats. It opens up your blood vessels.
Yeah.
And so when you close them like that, there's this wackadoodle feeling that you get.
My tolerance has gotten so high, I would go and drink a venti from Starbucks, and then I would have another. The venti is
like
20
large.
Ounces, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
The large, yeah, whatever the big one is, the big boy. So I would have that, and then I would end up having another medium 2 hours later. And it's just too much caffeine.
Wow,
it's
that's
not
a
good
lot,
for
yeah.
you. But that's the thing, like you plateau and you just don't get that kick anymore. You really need to reset if you want to keep drinking coffee. And there are health benefits to coffee. I don't miss it. I've replaced it with green tea.
Yeah.
So I'm sleeping a lot better.
According to a study we saw last week, we're going to ask Jack about that later on. There's a question about green tea and what it does to you as well.
Oh, boy.
Too much of it. But that's the case with anything. Get too much of anything except this program. You're going to have, this is something you can listen to all day, every day, and you wouldn't get enough of it. Because we're
couldn't
so full
OD if you tried.
Of information, right. All right, TV report coming up, including what's on TV tonight, and the story of one of the NBC reporters getting bashed on social media appropriately, I might add. That's up next here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. Up to 43% of U.S. students face bullying and cyberbullying while in school, and 6 out of 10 teenagers witness bullying in schools once a day. The statistics are alarming, which makes it even more important to help erase this issue in our schools. Pilot Pen is partnering with Stomp Out Bullying, the leading national bullying prevention organization, to help raise awareness and erase bullying for good. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, mother.
It's vital that you pay attention and ask questions if something seems to be wrong with your child. We need to empower children to stand up for themselves and others when they witness bullying, and monitor your child's online activity in a way that will help you recognize and address signs of cyberbullying.
Pilot wants to make sure that students have the best tools and are primed for learning this year. Pilot's Frixion Clicker Erasable Pen has revolutionary ink formulated to write smoothly and erase cleanly, helping to reduce back-to-school stress. For more, visit helperasebullying.com.
All right, 46 after the hour now. I'm Doug with Victoria and Jennifer. Freeform channel, it was used to be, I guess, ABC Family.
Yeah.
Going to stop showing Harry Potter marathons. My God, have a moment of silence.
No,
for that.
No. That's like my favorite thing.
One once a week.
Well, NBC bought the rights to Harry Potter, so everything goes off of ABC and goes over to NBCS. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, bummer.
So the Olympics doing very well ratings-wise for NBC and all of its various channels. And here to take advantage of that is one Hillary Clinton, who has spent so far almost $14 million on TV commercials during the Olympics. The best customer NBC has found so far.
Yeah.
Is Hillary Clinton. Not one ad for Trump. He's not buying any television time, any radio time. I don't think he's bought any time at all, has he?
He's bought a little bit on, his Super PAC's about a little bit I've seen on Fox News.
Yeah, it's true. I've seen a few for Hillary Clinton, but I haven't seen any Donald Trump.
See, why do they advertise there? They're preaching to the choir. The thing to do is buy ads on MSNBC. Why would you buy ads on Fox?
I totally agree.
What a ridiculous
thing. I totally agree. And Trump should be using money to buy Olympic advertising.
Right. Of course he should. Get the middle of the roaders try to understand what the hell's going on in his brain?
The middle of the rotors like him better than the conservatives at this point.
All right, Al Troutwig is an NBC announcer doing gymnastics. He said something really stupid about Simone Biles. Actually, it was about her parents. And then he had to sort of backpedal. You wonder whether they're going to can him or not. He apparently said something about Simone's parents. She was adopted. She was a foster child, and then she and her sister were adopted by these people.
By her grandparents.
Was it grandparents?
It's her actual grandparents, biologically, who adopted her and raised her as her parents.
I thought there was somebody else in there as well.
No, he just keeps insisting that they're not really her parents. It's like, well, I've heard him say it on the air, too, and I didn't understand why he
so
feels the need
up.
To hammer
that
point.
What in the world is the matter with you? How do people think the coverage is being done by NBC? Is it good?
I read something yesterday that said something like NBC commentators not winning this season. Yeah. Apparently, there are a lot of them that are making.
I have to tell you, a little bit I've watched of the Olympics. It was on Sunday, and it was just, I think it was Bob Costa standing on the beach, and he's like, they have like this beachside thing, and there's this man behind him, older man in like a little tiny, teeny tiny Speedo bathing suit, right? And he's oiling his belly while Costa is trying to get over it for himself. Yeah. It was very disturbing.
It's been fine. It's just annoying that when you're in the middle of watching something, because there's so many things going on, they just switch in the middle of a sport and then they don't go back to it. But, you know.
Jay Pharo and Tara Killam are leaving Saturday Night Live. Anybody care?
Tara Killam, I think, is one of the best ones on there. But
Jay Pharo is hilarious. Yeah, he does Jay-Z and Obama and Kanye. But they're the two last ones who are left. I mean, who else is left now besides Kate McKinnon?
They're all awful. They're not funny anymore. All right, Mariah Carey on Empire Wednesday, October 5th. Put that in your calendar, boys and girls. I know you're all going to be excited about that.
People love the show. I have not seen it yet.
Yeah. All right, so what else we got going on? What's tonight, Jen?
Well, tonight, if you're going to be following the Olympics, it's the live swimming finals compared to the dead swimming finals, which is really not nearly as entertaining. Really slow in that
See
sport.
People drowned right before your very eyes.
You've also got women's gymnastics, women's diving, and that'll all be airing on the NBC channel. Now, you can also go to NBC Universal's Olympic coverage on the other networks, so check out the website to see the lesser-known sports there. Also, a new episode of Animal Kingdom, if the Olympics are not your jam, TNT, 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 53 after the hour, here we are in service to America, trying to get people straightened out, sorted out. One of the ways we do that every week is to invite Amy Newmark, who is the best-selling author and editor-in-chief of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. There are hundreds of these books. Today we're going to urge you to step outside your comfort zone, open up to things that are going on in the world. An excerpt from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Inspiration for the Young at Heart, coming up here.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 26 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Here we are serving others with information that'll help you expand, think about other things going on in the world, because we all need to expand and open up our comfort zone. We need a challenge. Not many, well, I shouldn't say not many, Amy. Amy Newmark is here from Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. Most people don't want to go outside their comfort zone, and therefore they miss opportunity, whether it's personal stuff, whether it's just even traveling. How many people do you know that have or don't have a passport? Do you know that only 30% of the people who live in this country have a passport? So what the heck? Why are you not wanting to go and see the rest of the world is a question that gets asked. And isn't that an example of getting outside your comfort zone, Amy?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the stories that really inspired me in this regard was by Susan Tornga, and she was turning 60, and she decided that she was starting to get in a rut. She was doing the same things every year. She wasn't doing new things. And, you know, you run the risk of getting really boring with a narrow life like that. So yeah. She decided she would try 60 new things before she turned 61.
Really? And what were they? Do you know what some of them were?
Yeah. She traveled all over the world, which you don't have to do. Obviously, that takes time and money, and if you're working, you can't really do that. So she traveled all over. She did weird things. She climbed the Sydney Harbor Bridge. She ate new foods wherever she went. She did some hiking in Hawaii. She took a Mexican cooking class. She figured out how to use the barbecue instead of relying on her husband to do it. Mm-hmm. She worked the polls on election day. She watched horse racing for the first time. Anything that was offered to her, as long as it wasn't dangerous, she just made a policy decision.
She should do it.
To say yes.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I've been doing it a lot. Ever since I turned 50, I've been trying to say yes to anything that comes along. I think I would only draw the line at skydiving. I won't do that. But I'm going to jump off a 1,000-foot cliff in Oman in November and paraglide down to the reception desk at this hotel I'm going to.
So isn't there, and I don't mean to throw in cold water on this, but it's a reason to think about it. And what people think, I mean, I thought the same thing. When I was going to skydive, I was happy it was a cloudy day. But there were two people that got killed over the weekend. Didn't they skydiving? Their parachutes didn't open? Seems to me.
I have a friend who.
Yeah, there was a tandem that did happen. Yeah, they were doing a tandem skydive.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going skydiving. But I'll do the other stuff.
Do the other stuff. Right. Exactly. And there are so many different things to do. Just think about what you don't like to do, and make up your mind that you're going to do it. I think that's kind of how you get into this spirit, right?
Even simple things like technology. Like, don't reject every new social media thing that comes along, because if you start to not participate, you're going to be left out.
Yeah, especially, I mean, I learn things when I feel the need to learn them. Maybe that's it, but you still have to keep learning, no question about that. Amy Newmark at chickensoup.com, also podcast at dougsteffen.com, blogtalkradio.com, itunes.com, et cetera, et cetera. Always good to have this inspiration every week here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com. www.mypillowcare.com.